Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the show that was created on Kingdom Principles, a show designed for you, my VIPs, to move you from where you are to where you want to be. A show that's packed full of guests that tell us, how did you get here? And they give us those little nuggets to help inspire us. On the show today, we have some exciting guests. My first guest, as you can tell, of course, Jeannie, Kitty of the City, is not here today. And but no worries, got someone that, of course, no one can ever take Jeannie's place. But this lady comes full of interesting tidbits. But the first guest that we're going to have on the show is just a phenomenal woman. Oprah actually said that, hey, this woman is going places. She's extraordinary, somebody that you want to watch. And it's someone that I want you to please, please stay tuned for, because she is an amazing spirit. And I know that you're gonna enjoy everything that she has to say. And then, of course, at 30 in the hour, my special in-house guest will kind of divulge some things to us as well. But before all of that greatness, I want to talk with you just a quick second about living from a place of abundance. Now, you've heard me say this before, abundant this, abundant that, but I want to bring it home, because here's what I want to do. I want to dispel the myth that the only thing that's abundant, or the only way people can tell you or tell that you are abundant, is by the clothes you wear, or the money that you have, or what you're driving, or where you're living, or the title that you have, or the job or position. But that's good. And don't get me wrong, I know that we work really hard sometimes, and you know, we goal set and we burn the candle from both ends. But the true meaning of abundance is everything that's needful in your life is met. I think about this wonderful Jewish man that came to earth to show us exactly how to do it. And he did it so greatly that he says in John 10 and 10, section B, part B of that, simply, I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. And that abundance really has an effect on your mind. It shows up when you change your mind. You really can't receive what you want to receive or need to receive if, one, you don't think you deserve it, two, you don't think you can, and three, you don't believe. So I wrote down just a couple of things. The first thing that you have to do when you're living in abundance is change your mind. Get past just having enough. Get past almost enough. Get past, I don't know if I got enough, and start to experience more than enough. True abundance has absolutely nothing to do about you. Now, hear me when I say this. When your needs are met, that more than enough really is for someone else. That's true abundance. It's not all about things. and properties. It's about people. And once you set your heart to receive abundance, your heart, your mind, believing that you can, you will experience it. And that's a guarantee. How do I know? Because I'm experiencing it. Every morning that I wake up, I'm experiencing abundance. This is what it feels like. This is what I've been searching for all of my life. And I get to do it. I get to live it. You know, 27 years ago, I suffered cancer. But it wasn't my time. It's my time now. And I'm glad about that. I'm happy about that. And if you're listening, if you're watching, the sheer fact, the simple fact that you're watching and you're listening, then it's your time too. Because there is no respect of persons that God will allow to come into that wealthy place. It's for everybody. It really, really is. So with that being said, this week, I want to challenge you. I do. I want to challenge you to wake up. No, not just the morning wake up where you get into your routine, but wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up your mind. Wake up those dreams. Wake up those goals. Wake up those things that you wanted to do as a child or as an adult. And I'm urging you, don't worry about the small things. Everything is already done. What you're basically going to do is follow the blueprint. Follow the blueprint. And if you know that this show is based on kingdom principles, those principles are keys. They're disciplines. That kingdom I'm talking about is that invisible place called heaven. And we're going to colonize it and make earth look just like that place. And when I tell people this, they think, oh my God, this woman has lost her mind. But I haven't. I actually found my mind because I have the mind of Christ now. And I really do believe that anything is possible. So this week, your challenge is to wake up. You're going to start right now. I place a demand on you right now to start living your life abundantly in every area, not just enough, not almost enough, but more than enough. And that more is to be a blessing to someone else. All right. That's my story. Now that my lady is not here and I am here doing it, I am excited that on Mondays, you guys, we get an opportunity to interact. We do. We interact and we do life together every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for my friends and VIPs and family on the East Coast, of course, you guys already know, is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard. And then, of course, from my wonderful family in Mississippi and Alabama and Tennessee, it's 7 that you get an opportunity to interact with me. And I really want you, the VIPs that said, hey, we got you, we're down for you. I want you to get interactive. Reach me at info@drtanjishow.com. Drop a line. Tell me what you want to discuss or what you're having difficulty in. The premise is to let you know that you're not doing it by yourself. We're going to do it together. And that's that. All right. Now, because you're watching, that means you see who's here. And I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. And without any hesitation, without any reasonable doubt, this guest means so very much to me. This guest gave me my start in life, I guess you could say. Yeah, she did. She gave me my start in life. And you've heard me talk about her a lot. None other than Miss Annie D. Brown. Yay! Welcome to the Dr. Tanji Lounge. How are you?
I'm great.
You're great. Hey, Mama, I'm doing really good. This is so cool, man. You know, we have a schedule on one end, but when God is in the midst, you know, he kind of rearranges things. So thank you so very much for being a guest on the show.
And thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. I got to ask you a few questions, lady. I'm just curious. What was I like as a child?
You was a very quiet child.
Okay.
Very interesting child that wanted to know, had a lot of questions.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And one day you said, "Annie, I want to be a doctor."
Okay.
I said, "Well, you have the great hands for it."
Yeah, big hands, huh? Is that what you're not saying?
She always wanted to be you always wanted to be a doctor.
Yeah.
And I knew that, like I told you, put God first and you can do anything that you want to do.
You know, that is really one of the paramount, one of the life-changing things for me, my introduction to God at such a young age. And I've done that even when I've failed miserably. He was still first. I was just doing my own thing, right?
Right.
What, if you don't mind me asking, since we've got this time to kind of have a dialogue here, what were three things about me that you saw as identifying markers that, you know what, this kid may be doing something one day with her life?
First of all, once you started school, you're a straight A student.
Mm.
And I knew if you kept those grades up, that you would be what you wanted to be.
Okay.
And when you was come senior high school, you was one of the top students.
Yeah.
And you graduated a year ahead mm-hmm. of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was great.
Yeah.
That was a great, very great start.
Yeah.
To just keep going.
Well, I want to play advocate here because I was a teenage mother, and you know, being a right. teenage mother back in 87, that was almost like, oh my God, your life is over now, man. What have you done? No,
just think further from the beginning when I told you you could be anything you wanted
absolutely.
To be.
Absolutely.
We fall, we get up, we brush ourselves off, and yeah. we keep going.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And that's exactly what you've done.
Absolutely.
I guess you wouldn't be sitting where you are now.
No, ma'am, I would not. I would not. Absolutely not. So you one thing was my grades.
Your
yeah.
grades.
Okay. And then what's another thing that was an identifying marker that, okay.
Your obedience.
Ah, the word obedience. VIPs, are you listening to this? That word means a lot. In what way was I obedient? Obedient to what?
First, you was being obedient to God.
Okay.
You got out of hand sometime, but hey, we all step across the line, but as long as we can bring ourselves back,
yeah,
keep moving.
Yeah, okay, obedience.
As my dad used to say, you don't have to wallow in anything.
Yeah, wallow. That's that Mississippi, y'all.
Get up and brush yourself up.
Absolutely.
Start fresh. Yeah. And I think that you had positive people in your life. You had teachers
mm.
that thought the world of you. They saw that you could be anything you wanted to be, and they saw that you was going to go places.
How about that?
Yeah. And you did, from Columbus to Jackson to Texas to Atlanta, and now.
How about that? So you understand when I ask the question, how did you get here, guys? This is how I got here. Wow. Man, this is so interesting. Thank you. So now, what if money for you was no objection. You had endless amounts of money. What is it that you would be doing every day of your life?
First, I would praise God. Thank God
for
my blessing. I would thank him for blessing someone else that's less fortunate than me.
Absolutely.
Because there are plenty of people there that in need, homeless, just you name it.
That's what you would be doing. That's what would
get
you.
And enjoying life.
Yeah. It looks like you're enjoying life now, lady. What are you talking about?
I am.
For those VIPs who cannot see this woman, tune in. Oh, my God. You got to get to the app or get somewhere where you can see this lady. She's decked to the nines, and her persona, her character is just oozing through. You would get up every morning, pray, bless others, pray that God blesses others. And then, of course, you would be a blessing to others. If money was, you had an endless amount of money. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Wow. So then, this is your first time to California.
Yes, it is.
Can you picture a 30-year-old coming out here for the first time? Being introduced to a lifestyle that she read about, she studied, and just never thought, that wouldn't happen to me. And then I meet this lady, and the story goes, getting ready to go into business. The gentleman passes away. The wife now stands in the stead, and by default, we become friends. And now, intentionally, we are really good friends. One of my best. And every time I come out, I get excited and motivated even the more. Your first time coming out here and you're looking at these palm trees and 80-degree weather and the sun shining and the mountains, what's going through your mind? Can you now really understand why I had to come?
After getting here, I wonder, do people live like this every day?
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful. The weather is beautiful.
Yeah.
The mountains.
Yeah.
Just stare at the mountains and just get good thoughts.
So you can
visualize.
And that's what it was. That's what drove me out here. That's what pulled me.
Yeah,
I could not believe sitting on the at a park on the or on the beach having a picnic at noon, and you're thinking, what?
And then you can sit, and if you never drawn a picture before, you can draw a picture of the mountains easily. Mm. I'm sitting here looking at a beautiful one now.
How about that? How about that? Oh my God, this woman right here, boy! Wow. I don't think I've ever seen you glow like this before. I've seen you, but I don't think I've seen you in this light. And it's so refreshing to see you like this, to know that you get a picture of the smiles that you oftentimes will tell me, Pootie, you sure been smiling in that picture. Now you understand. Even when things are not their best, L.A. County or Los Angeles or just, California is known, unfortunately, for the population of homelessness. We have it in every city. We have it on every corner. to know, and this is, I want you to be comfortable answering this question. But there's someone out there. There's someone who has been dreaming. That little girl or that little boy, they've been dreaming about California or whatever, but specifically California, because that's where we are. When you found out that your Pootie, in all of her dreams and lofty ideas and creativeness, was homeless for 89 days, why didn't you just say, I need you to come home now? You've been out there, you lived, you had fun. You can go back and practice medicine, Pootie, in Georgia. Why didn't you do that?
Because I know this was one of your dreams, and I felt like you would fulfill it. I knew that this day was coming. It was. We all. And like I always say, brush yourself off.
Yeah.
Start over again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You never stop.
Yeah. Was there ever a period that you felt just a little bit disappointed?
At one time I did. Because I felt like what you said, maybe you need to come home. But I wouldn't tell you that because I had to pray about it.
Mm.
When I found out what was going on, I wanted to say, Tanya, will you just pack whatever you got and come on back to Mississippi? But after you pray and you give things to God, you leave it alone. Because he already got it worked out while you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Your words of wisdom are, you're incredible. Because believe it or not, there's a moment in time that I experienced when I questioned, did I really hear from him?
Oh, yeah. You heard from
yeah,
him.
Yeah, 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 I did. And I'm so very thankful. I'm so, so very thankful that you didn't tell me that. Thank you so very much. The power that moms and dads and people of power or people that know you have to either help you succeed or diminish your flame.
True.
And to know that you thought it, but you wouldn't say it to me.
No.
Wow.
It wasn't time.
It wasn't time.
It wasn't time.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you already down, you don't say things to continue to push a person down.
Yeah.
You try to give them encouraging words and do what you can to help that person.
Right.
As long as you've done what you can do, God got the rest.
Yeah.
He has the rest.
He does.
So. Like I say, you wouldn't be sitting where you are now.
Yeah.
If you didn't trust and believe in it.
Yeah.
You can listen to mom and daddy pray all day.
Yeah.
But you got to do things for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when you do it for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what you've been through.
Absolutely.
And you know how you overcome.
Right.
And you know how you came through.
Wow.
So, my hat's off to you, Tanji. I'm very proud of you. Very proud of you. My little girl that used to sit and read books all the time. So now that reading and those books has brought you a very long way.
Yeah.
And I can say I love you and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. You know, you try to do a show like this without tears, and we have nothing to wash our to wipe our faces unless my mama does. But I never wanted to do anything to say, hey, look at me. Look at me. Look what I'm doing. But I always knew that I just wanted so much more. And then when I started having children, it's just, oh, my God.
Thank you.
When I started to have children, it was even the more important for me to take that position and not quit. So you came out, you're looking around, you're seeing, okay, this is what gets this woman up in the morning time, and then you're encouraging me to draw a picture of mountains. What next? What do you think next that I'll be doing? You think. I know what I'm going to do.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say.
One thing I learned about you.
Yeah.
You can get knocked down, but you always find your way back up.
Yes,
so
I
it's
do.
Hard to say.
You are absolutely correct. And I can't I cannot argue with that. You know, I did ask my sister to join us. You do know that,
yes,
right? Uh-huh.
Yes.
And, you know, some of the things that she said, I cannot repeat on the air. But I know that she is very supportive, and I know that she's listening. And please know this, that I am so, so very proud of you, Tarika Dismutes. And I love you, love you, love you. And thank you so much. You and Rod and the children for standing in the gap for me. I'm not there every day like you are to see this beautiful woman. But I can say that you guys have taken such good care of our mother. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, now that the waterworks have finished, yeah. Thank you so much for being a guest on this show today, baby. I love you so much. Thank you. This will be a show that I'll never forget.
Yes.
You have truly, truly done something extraordinary for me right now. Thank you. So you stay here, since Jeannie Kitty of the City is not here. You are my co-host today. Now, I do have that special person on the line. She's been, I think I told you that Oprah said that she was extraordinary. Yes, she is. She is known as a life transformation coach and a cancer survivor. So we have something in common, right? And I want to introduce our listeners to Mema. Hello, are you there? Hello? I think we lost her. Okay. Well, with that said, all right. no worries. I've got my lady here. So you've told me some interesting things about myself. And you've truly been that guiding light, that force, really, to help me be the woman that I am. And I am eternally grateful for that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So what did you want to do when you were a little girl? What did you want to be?
Well, let me see. One thing I never wanted to do was teach. That was something my dad always wanted me to do.
Are you serious? Why didn't you want to teach?
Because I never felt like I would have been a good teacher to kids. Because I know nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. No. Yeah, yeah. It'd be a little difficult.
But teaching wasn't one of my things, so.
Mm-hmm. So what is it that you wanted?
I always wanted to be a business type person.
You know, I knew that. I knew that.
Not so much of being in charge.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But being where someone had the answer to me.
Oh, my God. If you're listening. Okay.
No one. I had to listen to all the time.
Is that right?
I want somebody to listen to me.
So what area would you have gone into in business?
Probably anything sitting behind a desk. Pushing a pencil.
Is that right?
Yeah, I just wanted to.
But you're so good with colors. I mean, your home is absolutely gorgeous.
Home interior is one of my
things.
Yeah, yeah. I love decorating.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, because you're on the show, and I mean, you're sitting in the chair. Why not do it?
It's never too late.
No, it's not. I'm a living witness of that. You know,
never too late. But I'm at retirement age now, and I'm ready to just enjoy life.
Well, see, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
You will create the business, you'll place someone in charge, and then you'll get a check.
That sounds good.
Hey! Hey, you're on the show that does life together. So yes. Let's do this together. Let's try it. I mean, who says we can't do it?
It can be done.
All right. So when we get home, we're going to write out just some ideas. We'll sketch out some ideas. You remember that picture of the mountain
mm-hmm.
that you said you wanted to draw?
Yeah.
All right. Now you're going to draw a picture. But this mountain that you're drawing will be the mountain of your abundance. We're going to draw an outline for the next 6 months of how you're going to accomplish everything that you said you want to see. And in some of the things that you probably didn't even know you still wanted. Can we do that?
You can try it.
All right. Now, you heard this woman on the phone. Oh, I'm about to say on the phone. You've heard this woman on the show. She said, we're going to give this a try. So I want you guys to follow us. I want you to follow us. And I want you to be inspired. Because if this woman sitting to my right can do it, and she's going to. Because I'm going to push her, I'm going to pull her, I'm going to pull and push and pull and push some more. And she'll probably get tired of me, and then she'll probably look at her caller ID and not answer the phone, but it's okay. We're going to do this. Let's give it a try. We got this. And I'm excited. So we're going to post this journey. And I'm going to keep you guys updated. I'm going to keep you updated and abreast of what Miss Annie D, and the D is for dandy and dandelion and delightful. We're going to post what she's doing. And I think we're going to get a business out of this. I really do.
If we had to go from home to home.
If we have to go home from home. Now you hear this, right? You hear this creativity, right? We're going to do this, and I'm excited. I really, really am excited. And I'm not just kidding. I really am. We really are going to do this. And you really may not answer the phone when I call. But I want to give you what you gave me. I want to give you the tools, just like you gave them to me. You didn't tell the story how every time you were there, you didn't tell that story. So I'll tell it for you. Those falls that I had, you were right there to pick me up. Those times that I couldn't pay or couldn't do, you and my sister and my big brother, and he knows who he is, Rod, you know. You were right there. I owe you more than I could ever repay. But I'm going to try. For the rest of my life, I'm going to try. Not repay you, because I can't.
No.
But to show you that you invested in someone that really is going to do it. And when I stand before him, I want to be empty. I want to tell him that everything, every gift, every talent I used, when you told me to stop, I went anyway. When you told me to go, I stopped. And it's his grace that keeps us. It really keeps us.
It's true.
So here's what I'm deducing from talking with you. Once you make your mind up, you really can do anything you put it to.
Yes.
If you have people in your life that are encouraging, that are supportive, that, you know, even if they're feeling angst or feeling, oh my God, I'm uncomfortable because she is XYZ, they're not going to tell you. So that kind of person or persons you want in your life. And then believe in God. Believe whoever God is to you, whoever your creator is, for us is God through Jesus the Christ with the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's what we believe. But whoever that is to you, I'm not knocking it. I'm not. You could be a tree hugger. I just want you to get busy and do and be. And no matter how many times, these are things that you're telling me, no matter how many times you fall, get up and dust yourself off and go again and again and again.
As many times as it takes.
Wow. So you don't think that I'm going to do that for you? You must don't know time. You don't know who I am. I got to do it for you. You deserve it.
Well, I'm going to take that offer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Man, you're such a beautiful woman. You're absolutely gorgeous. You really, really are. I can see where I get my beauty from.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Dad, you know, rest in peace. He had something to do with it. But wow, I did hear that you in high school liked basketball.
Loved it.
Really? What position did you play?
Running forward.
Running forward.
Yes.
Now I'm really
forward.
Okay.
Carry the ball.
Oh, he carries the ball. Thank you. Now Stacy would be very happy that you explained that to me. Because I do not know, but I want to know the rules of the game because he loves it. Really, 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 lots of rules, yeah. Lots of rules. So, to someone who finds themselves, because you were a teenage mom.
Right.
And that must have been very difficult for you.
It was.
For someone who may find themselves in that particular position where they think all hope is lost, what would you say to her?
At the time that I got pregnant with you,
mm-hmm.
I was 15, and you was born when I was 16, and you couldn't go back to school unless you was married at the time.
Those were the rules.
Those were the rules for the school.
And this is in Columbus?
In Columbus.
Okay.
And but what I did do, I went back and got my GED.
Okay.
So I have my diploma on
the
wall, too.
Hey, yay!
But I didn't bother my education.
Okay.
I guess maybe I should have, but at that time, my most important thing was raising you.
Wow.
And because then, you know, you could get people to keep your kids, but probably didn't have to pay them anything, but I felt like that was my job.
Wow.
So that's what I did.
What'd you do?
Raise Sanji.
Wow.
And I think that was one of the best things that I could have done.
Oh, please don't make me cry again.
Don't cry anymore.
Yeah,
don't
man.
Cry
makeup is
I'm tired of
just,
crying.
I know, right? Your makeup is so gorgeous. Wow. So you sacrificed
education to raise Sanji.
To raise me.
Yes.
Wow.
I did.
Why didn't, and I don't want to be offensive to anybody here, back alley abortion. I mean, it was.
No, that's out of the question. I do not believe in abortion.
You don't believe in abortion?
No.
No. So you're pro-life.
Everyone has a choice.
Okay.
And that's not my choice.
That's not your choice. Okay. Okay. So you kept me.
I kept you.
Wow. Thank you for keeping me. Yeah, I know, right? Thank you. You are my mama, right? Thank you so much for keeping me. Wow. So you afforded me a life that was cut short for you in that area so that you could say.
So that I could say.
Yeah.
I thank God for what the choice that I made.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Was it difficult for you? in that town. I mean, it's 1970.
Well, in some areas.
Right.
But I always tried to keep a little job.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, always provided a place to live.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
Food on the table.
Absolutely.
You never went hungry.
No, we didn't. Uh-uh.
I remember my friend, kids used to love to babysit you and Tarika because they knew they was going to get a good meal when they came to my house.
Come on, really?
And now that they are grown, whenever they come home from Texas, they always tell me, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
And they call me Auntie. Oh, thank you, Auntie.
Are you serious?
But we know when we come to your house, we were going to be full when we left.
Wow. You know, that speaks volumes of you to do something like that. Seriously.
Yeah.
And I remember those times. You're right.
Because then I didn't have money to pay them, but there was plenty to eat.
There was plenty to eat. And you made sure.
And they was happy.
Yeah.
They was happy.
Wow.
And I made somebody else happy, so hey.
Hey, you were living the abundant life,
right,
that principle.
Abundant life.
Yeah. Isn't it something we live these principles every day and we don't know that this is in accordance to the Bible. It really is. It's written. It's a law that's built in.
That's true.
Absolutely. That abundance.
Right.
Wow.
And they are my girls.
They're your girls.
They are my girls.
Wow. So we lived, you know, I some people will ask, you know, did you ever live in Yorkville apartments? And my answer is absolutely I did. You know,
I'm home.
We're neighbors. Yeah. Really, we're neighbors.
True.
And they took care and they watched out and they threatened you. You know, if you did something wrong, they're going to tell your mama or daddy, you know, when they come home. Wow. So you didn't see Yorkville as a place of destitute or a place of, oh my God, this is as good as that, you know, as it will get.
Oh, no.
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 Mm.
Because when I first stepped out on faith.
Yeah.
Wanted to have my own place, mm-hmm. and I wanted to continue to live in my dad,
mm-hmm.
with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to experience life.
Okay.
And that was my chance to get out, get a job.
Yeah.
Take care of my girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're, 5 years older than Tarika?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was time for me to show the world I could do it.
Yeah, and you did.
And I think I did it.
I think you did, too.
I think I did a beautiful job.
I think you did, too.
I have two beautiful girls.
Thank you.
And I thank God for them.
Absolutely. And we thank God for you, too. We really, really do. We honestly do. You've done very well instilling values and character. And that's... We're able to use what you taught us as children, even with our own children.
True.
So thank you so much for that. I can't honestly say that the expressions of love are some of my fond memories of you. Your hugs and your kisses and your quietness. Sometimes you have a way of touching my back and you have no idea what the night before was or what that morning was. But when you touch my back, it gives me that strength that I need. Because you're here, and I need you to hear me in these last few minutes that we've got. Because you're here, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I've made it, that I'm good now. And yeah, trials will come. They will come. It's a promise. But knowing that you're here right now and you're seeing me in my element, this is what I wake up every morning to do. This is, you walked in this morning and you said, oh, I'm so sorry that I kept you praying. But you didn't know that I was really just calling. I don't know everyone who listens to the show or who comments on the show or who views the show. I don't know them all, but I'm so very, very grateful for them. But that moment that you walked in, I was literally believe in God that they were going to have an amazing day today.
Yes.
That whatever they were going through, they were going to be okay. My prayer was for him to give him a God wink. Show him that you're with them, yes, no matter what. So that's what you walked in on this morning. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for giving me everything that's needful for me. Now, I'm going to get to that 3 feet of gold because it's right there. It's right there. I can smell it. I can see it. Yes. And because you're here, because my sister, my brother, my nephew, my other special aunt, because you guys are here, I really, old folks say back home, I feel like I can run on now.
Oh, yes.
See where the end gonna be.
Yes. You remember that?
Wow. Did you ever answer the question about what you would tell the young lady? I think I started crying and you didn't get that answer in. What would you tell that woman at 15 right now, the young girl at 15? Because your mom passed at 4, right?
At 4. She was 42.
42. Did you, well, I don't want to ask that question yet. Tell that lady, tell that young girl at 15, and she feels like all hope is gone. What would you say to her?
Don't give up.
Hmm.
Don't give up. Put God first, and you can do and be anything you want to be.
Wow. Wow.
Even if you have to sacrifice, don't give up.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
There's always hope.
Hmm.
When you have hope, you have everything.
Yeah.
When you give up on hope, that's when
you
can fall.
Absolutely.
But as long as you got just a little bit of hope.
Wow.
Little hope, little faith.
Little hope
goes
little
a long way.
How beautiful is that? A little hope, a little faith. Now, you heard it from the woman that allowed me to use hope, a little faith. Don't give up on hope and don't give up on faith. Because if you do, you're hopeless and faithless. Wow.
What and her little girl or little boy.
Yeah.
Could be sitting where you're sitting.
Oh, my God.
As long as she keeps.
Yeah.
Hope alive.
So let's make certain that we're listening to this woman. I appreciate you tuning in every Wednesday at 2. I told you when we first started this journey that I'm not doing it for show. I'm not doing it to show off clothing. I'm not doing it to say, hey, look at me. I'm doing it because I have walked. I've been in those circles. I've been in those valleys. I've been on those mountaintops, and I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. But if you give up and you're only 3 feet from gold, you'll never know. So don't give up. And please take the time to reach back and tell those who've been very instrumental to your journey, to you, thank you. So I'm going to tell you, thank you. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for not telling me, come home. You're better than that. Thank you for not making me feel ashamed when I needed help. Thank you for telling me what I could do and not what I can't. And thank you for being a demonstration of what love looks like. I love you, Annie D. Brown.
And I love you, Tanji.
And it is an awesome time to be alive. And that's our show. So you got to tune in on Mondays for Talk to Tanji, where we get interactive and we do life together. You have been an amazing VIP, each of you. And it's because of you, like my mama said, that I get to sit here to encourage you to get up, get busy, live the life that you know that you're supposed to be living. And if you don't know, then I'm going to tell you, you're supposed to live an abundant life that starts with a changed mind. And that changed mind is, I can and I will. Until next time, bye. And don't forget, we're doing life together. Say bye, Mama. Say bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.